As a father of two young kids, I am very excited about a new segment we're starting right now about parenting. We're calling it the Kids Table. For those of you who hate hearing people talk about their kids, stick with us, because we have the perfect guest to kick this off, actor Hank Azaria. He's actually making a documentary series about fatherhood from the perspective of someone who never wanted to be a dad.
I am not a children kind of person. I don't really like kids and don't gravitate towards them. They make me nervous when I'm around them. I didn't particularly like myself as a child.
Well, Hank did become a father, and his son is now 4. I know from personal experience, that's when kids start to ask deep, complicated questions. I wanted to know how Hank handled one of the big ones. What happens when you die?
Sadly, my dad passed away this past year, so death came up with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazingly hard. He got really upset about it, as you might imagine. I mean, he was like, what do you mean we're not going to see Grandpa anymore? And he asked, what does it mean, you know? And I'm just scrambling for an answer there. And I said, oh, you know, well, some people feel that you just kind of go to sleep. And I was really happy with that answer. Then I looked online. I'm like, let me just check my work here. And I saw all these things saying, don't tell your child this. What, you know why they say don't tell your child that?
And they'll be terrified to go to sleep.
There it is. There it is.
Because they're rational human beings.
I did. Well, you put two and two together better than I did. I was like, what?
No, I'd only read that ahead of time. We went through the same thing with our son. It was his, his great-grandfather actually passed away. And he was really close with him. My son asked, so when you're dead, can you think? Which is, that's the big one, right? That's it in a nutshell, right? That's the big one that drives us all crazy.
Right.
And then he said, and this was when his great-grandfather was 93, it's before he passed, he said, maybe Great Oompa could test it for us.
Huh.
Wow. And I had to actually look away for a second because I wanted to even talk more about him, like if he were a 20-year-old.
That's the thing, too. You think of all kinds of things you want to say, but they're just not old enough.
Yeah.
You realize it's very hard, you know, to talk to one so young. In terms they'll understand, it becomes this impossible, you know, math problem of like, how do I put this in a way that you can, that's appropriate for you? And sometimes there just isn't one. Just the sex thing, you know, we really walked into that one because my wife and I have a running, we had a running thing we'd say in front of them, just kind of, we'd say, well, we made them. We made this guy, we made him. And then finally one day he went, hey, how did you make me? We were like, oh, dear. And so we did the old, well, what's your theory? And he had one, and it was startlingly accurate and insane at the same time. His theory was that Dada had a magic wand, okay?
Okay.
And it exploded.
Wow.
And then God gave us a son. How about that for just a shot in the dark theory of how it happens? But man, and he really is with that. He's like, hey, can I have a baby someday? And we're like, sure you can. Of course you can. He goes, can I borrow your magic wand? To me, I'm like, you'll have your own. You'll have your own. Anyway, just wanted to share that one.
That was great. What's been your biggest surprise so far about being a dad?
I thought it would be a lot more of a bummer. I'd feel a lot more put upon by it. And, you know, Kevin Bacon, when I interviewed him, said he talked about how when he and his wife were pregnant, people would say, oh, boy, your life's going to change. And it really would bum him out because he liked his life. And I felt the same way. And he said, but what people don't tell you is your life is going to change for the better. And at the time, I didn't have a child. And I said, yeah, but how? And it's very hard to describe how. But it is true. It does. I'm sure you can attest to that.
Yeah.
I know for me, it was about a lesson in unselfishness that I never, ever could have learned any other way. And I never really realized that being less selfish would make me more grateful and thus more happy. And that's what it's done for me.
Hank Azaria. His AOL documentary web series is called Fatherhood, and you can find a link to it on our website, npr.org. This conversation is a part of our ongoing series, The Kids Table, a place to talk about all things parenting.